pushing audio, push video on 1, 2, 3.
Ah, yes! Back again. The Lost Boys tonight, folks. Mr. Negative here. BB in the house.
What's up?
Jupiter, twisting and tweaking. The Lost Boys. Check out our website, up and running, movielaughtracks.com, people. We are live.
Yes, we are. After hours and hours of frustration.
I'm still Joel going Schumacher. Through all of those frustrations.
It makes a good film.
I really liked this movie when it came out.
I was a big fan. Big
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, it was a cool movie. I saw it a bunch of times.
Not as big a fan, apparently, as my partners. See how it goes, folks.
One of the finer movies by the Coreys.
Yeah.
Nice.
Kiefer.
Mullet number one.
24. Where's the security?
Hey, look, it's Bill.
That's right.
It's a wild carnival they have here, huh?
Is that what happened after Ted went away?
Pretty rough crowd hangout in the merry-go-round.
Nice.
The carousel.
That's it? What was he doing? Just grabbing his face.
That's a nice mohawk. Did you see that look?
Oh, sorry, dude. Didn't mean to, man. We'll leave now. Just take your stick out of my back. All right, toodles. Oh, man, we weren't doing anything.
No problem, huh? Security guard's commanding a little respect down there.
Well, they didn't seem too tough.
Uh-oh.
So where is this anyways, then?
Somewhere in California.
Uh-oh.
Santa Carla?
Santa Carla. Clara, maybe.
So get that stick in your pocket, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, the lights went out. What are you going to do?
Oh,
it's
no.
Like Chud.
He got a terrible parking spot today.
Man, seems like it wouldn't be that big if you had that far to walk every day. He can't lose that hat while he's running. That's the important thing.
Looks like a pretty sweet ride working there, huh?
Was it a cougar?
Yeah.
We gotta unlock it, dude.
Damn. Oh.
That wasn't a very pleasant opening, now was it?
Hmm.
That's what? Not the carnival ride that I'd like to go.
That carnival is wild. Ooh, Jamie Gertz. What do you think about her,
she's
huh?
She's kind of hot.
She might have a little something. She's kind of weird, but...
Star.
Jason Patrick.
He's all right. He might have a little something. Diane Wiest. She does do a good mom, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She's been basically a mom in every movie, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. She's a good mom.
Parenthood, right? Yep, she was.
Was she the one that gave the blowjob? And then he wrecked?
I'm not sure.
Maybe.
Sounds Carla. Good.
Yay, let's move there.
Mm. What is this, Dallas?
People are strange when you're a stranger. Oh, man.
Now, that's the best Andy Warhol impersonation I've seen in a long time.
What a weird town, man.
Volkswagen. I told you, every single movie.
Those carnival rides suck.
Basically.
What is that, a roundup?
I don't trust them anyway. I don't trust the people running them.
I like this.
Some
zipper.
Drunk fool. Oh, man, we don't need this bolt. Hey, you got any more acid?
What's up with Corey's shirt here, huh?
Wow, no, that's a fly shirt. Nothing legal. Well, all right, I'll run some drugs, man. I just got to make some money. Come on.
That ride sucks, too. What is that called?
It's the pirate ship or whatever.
Oh, the feet are out the window. What a rebel.
What the hell? Whale coming out of the wall? They don't have shirts in this town?
This town looks rough.
Sure does.
A lot of missing kids, too, huh?
No lifeguard on duty, either.
Nice.
Man, that was a flat butt.
There's some people throwing down some looks in this town, huh?
This is like a real hippie town, isn't it? What the hell was that?
It's like that character from the Goonies.
Hey, you guys!
That weird guy, yeah. I think that might have been him.
Now, that's a tough guy bike.
Nice move.
It's like a dirt bike with a headlight and a taillight on it.
Riding on the dirt road right behind the truck.
Yeah, good idea.
No helmet either, huh? I like this guy, their uncle or whatever. He's cool.
That's going to be my next haircut.
Whatever happened to him? He just fell off the radar, huh?
Well, he's just a wasted drunk.
He had some reality show that Betsy and I were enjoying a little bit.
The Two Corys?
I know, it's a sad commentary on my life. But he's taking a real dive.
He sleeps on the porch.
Where are we, man?
Great, this is our grandpa.
He's a taxidermist?
That's a big place. I was thinking there's no chicks.
Damn, we're going to have to listen to that voice this whole movie. Pre-puberty, Corey Haim.
He was just doing some curls right when he got in, huh?
He carried in the weights with clothes on them. Good job.
Look at that crib, dude. That thing is sweet.
It is.
Is it me or does Jason Patrick seem a little old for this role? He seems like he's about 24.
Yeah. Yeah, might be.
It's growing pot. Dun, dun, dun.
Whoa.
Don't do it. Don't. That's an exciting life, isn't it? Oh. Are y'all here today?
He's making weed look like it's retarded.
Don't trust him, people. Don't trust him.
Don't trust him.
It's just propaganda.
Look at this party. Yes. Check out this sax player is throwing it down.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Chippendale on the sax.
Doing some roids. Here she comes. Star.
Star.
I still believe.
Yeah, check out that jacket on top of that shirt.
Nice entrance by Star.
This town really creeps me out.
She's ready for some dancing.
What in the hell is going on with this guy? I mean, that is just weird.
He's got a great Lear work in there,
is
huh?
Is that an actual real band, or is it some dude lip-syncing to the song?
Great Lear.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
I'd still kick her
out of
bed.
It's like an Olympic ceremony right there with that flame burning.
Who brought the balloons?
Every good party has balloons. Come on now.
Who started the garbage can fires?
That's headbanging music? That wasn't headbanging music when I was growing up.
This song sucks.
I wonder how many times he got his ass kicked before he decided to buff up so he could.
Surprised he's not
role.
Catching on fire with all that oil on with the fire everywhere.
There's a juggler?
Two of them.
Nobody likes a juggler more than BB. I'll stop down for a quick donation on the streets when I see those things going, no problem.
Man, you'll lose all your money in Mexico. All the kids are doing that instead of begging. Now that's a cool looking fella, isn't he?
Hello.
Get him, dog, get him.
Look at that dog I saw coming in here.
Oh, he's got some lollipops. Nice video stories put together here. Nobody likes Kiefer's crew, huh?
Yeah.
You can't go anywhere.
No.
Like, whatever, dog.
Look at all those mullets.
See you around, man.
So in order to be a wild kid, you have to sport a mullet.
I still believe.
He didn't say a woman. He just said a person. Is he flipping flopping there?
He's throwing something. His dog's named Thorn? Huh.
Yes.
He's going to just full-on stalk her, huh?
It's pretty aggressive.
Is that her child, or what was the deal with that?
I don't know.
Maybe Jupiter will get back with us and let us know here.
What was that? I'm sorry.
It's a nice shirt. Corey has got quite the wardrobe in this thing.
Oh, man.
Oh, here comes his buddy here.
Now, that's the best jacket I've seen in a long time.
Nice little duster he's throwing down.
A linen duster.
Uh-oh. Nice duster, man.
Don't make me come over there and kick your ass. Put that comic down.
What's his partner's name? Squirrel or something?
Whoa.
Nice.
Are those the parents? Frozen yogurt bar.
Whoa. What?
Throwing down some Aquanet on that hair. I think keep that thing in place.
Aren't you just supposed to put them in order? Like with the number?
Yeah, doesn't that make sense?
Seems logical.
I have a feeling that guy's going to be next on the dead list.
They just stole some comics? I still believe. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's check if that little one's thrown down.
Star. Whoa. That's my lady. She's riding on my cycle.
Yeah, I gotta stick with the little kid. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna rev it up.
Leave it alone, Jason Patrick.
Making enemies already. Good idea.
Why don't you work on your moves, Jason Patrick? The stalker thing is a little abrasive. Oh, I guess it's working.
She threw the look back. That's almost as good as hiking her skirt up.
Inspiration point.
Yeah. It's a good spot, it looks like.
Okay, yeah.
She loves that comic, huh? She's got some chuckles. Uh-oh.
They're really playing up the comic books in this town, aren't they? Like, the whole car is filled with them.
That's a shame. I like that guy.
I don't know about the guy, but I did like that little bit of blonde he had sporting in the front of his hair.
He's going to throw his moves down while she's reading the comic, no problem. Another nice shirt. Is that a bobblehead he's throwing down there?
Yeah, that's old. I mean, this movie's been around. I thought those were kind of new.
Yeah, that's like an old
it's like
school.
Like a number 34. Who's 34 in the little blue?
Andre head? Dawson for the Cubs? I don't know.
Andre Dawson just got a shout out.
I used to watch the Cubs a lot on WGN. Like my remote control still had a wire.
Here they are. He's back again. With another shirt.
Oh, wow. That's like a comic strip shirt.
Corey Haim doesn't have much underneath there. He's just kind of got like a concave situation going.
He's getting that malnutrition look going. He's trying to have the deep old man with the bar.
Yeah.
Those were the folks?
Shut up. Stop trying to act.
Boo. Is he catching flies the whole movie, or can he actually close his mouth?
I remember this song. That was a big song. In Excess.
I liked In Excess.
Remember that? What was their album that was real big? Wow.
I know exactly what you're talking
He's
about.
Going
I
for that?
Picture it, but I can't think of the title.
Yeah.
That singer, lead singer, he killed himself or something, didn't he?
Yeah, he was doing the thing in the closet, the asphyxiation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll bring it back.
Choking himself while he's winking. For those of you who didn't know.
We'll bring it back home now, back to Lost Boys. Enough Michael Hutchins talk for one day.
Ooh, he got a name out. I never knew it. I guess he was trying to get his devil outside.
Star?
Star.
That's your opener?
Hey, what's wrong with it, huh? Huh?
Where's the fire marshal on this boardwalk? You can freaking get a blaze going anywhere, huh?
It's fire everywhere.
No problem.
Oh, no.
Not the mullet motorcycle people.
Darth Bill is going to come over there and get him. Hi, Michael.
Whoa. You're with me.
You got to hold on to my handle.
Yeah, shit. Come on back, Star. Yeah.
Ho, 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 ho. They don't even have any lines. They can barely chuckle.
Yeah.
Vampire kid.
Cue the heavy music.
That whole gang is not intimidating, except for Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, they look a little
The other
weird.
Guys are pretty much amusing.
Oh, no.
Stairs.
Here we go.
Downstairs.
Watch out for all the
he
fire
almost
barrels.
Busted his ass there.
Careful of the fires.
This is the hardcore music that they're supposed to be kicking while it's the big, exciting scene.
He's obviously not... Look at these shots of them on the cycles. That's obviously not live.
No.
Yeah. Isn't
where are we going?
Are they on the beach? I didn't think you could ride motorcycles on the beach.
Look at all those fires.
I didn't think you could have fires on me.
This is like the reject.
Is
that a real
gang.
Town in California? You think it's just a made up name?
They have tassels on their handlebars. That's how tough they are. Need a little bling bling.
Yeah, Michael.
That looked pretty dangerous, didn't it? She was just kind of leaning around.
She didn't even look like she was hanging on.
Doo, doo, doo.
Oh no, we're flying
in
the mist.
Are they flying? Is E.T. going to make an appearance?
Whoa, Hudson's Bluff. Wow, this is great.
Why is everybody slowing down but me?
Can I have Star now?
Did I pass the test?
Pass Star over. I'm obsessed.
What do I do? What do I do?
Stop.
Beep.
Michael, you puss! He just came on to a creeping stop, huh?
Yeah.
No problem. Nice. I like Star.
They just push him once and that's it? They don't jump on him or anything?
Man, he took that shot like B.A. Baracus. Nothing.
B.A. Baracus just got a shout. Nice. Played by Mr. T. Fine 80s icon.
I'm just not intimidated by Bill at all.
Oh, I hear you.
I guess they got a semi-cool hangout, you know?
Welcome to my underground lair.
Let me light all the fires. I'll be like an hour. Those fires are already gassed up, ready to go, too.
Oh, yeah.
Touch the flame to it, no problem. Great digs, man.
He's a history major, too.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I like your starfish mobile.
It's a quick vampire recruiting trip, huh? We're sizing them up.
I mean, aren't they like rivals? Why would he go with these dudes?
He's trying to get some Star, man. Pussy, man. Pussy.
Rated R.
What kind of poster does he have on the wall? That makes me wonder about him a little bit.
A little bit. I think she probably divorced him probably because he had a collection of shirts like that.
What is that, a groundhog?
Could be a weasel? Badger? Prairie dog?
I think the badgers are meaner than that. That's just too big for a prairie dog, I think.
Is that a teen idol picture he has on his wall back there?
Probably.
No, it's 16 candles.
Oh.
What's her name?
Is that just a big fat ass squirrel?
I don't know. It's got those two front teeth. It could be a, is it a beaver? We're not much for zoology, for those of you realizing this at home.
Like a beaver would have a bigger.
See? He's got a teen idol picture up there.
Yeah, what is that?
Is that John Stamos? Throwing and striking a pose?
What the hell is going on with that?
Does he actually think he's going to get star here? Or he's
well, some Chinese to the lair.
They deliver to the lair?
They'll deliver anywhere.
He's got a box. It's hot, I think. Yeah, meet us at our lair. It's at Hudson Point. Don't go over the cliff. Make a quick right. We smell the fires.
Just cut your wrist a little bit and we'll smell you and come right up. I like maggots.
Oh my god. I thought it was Chinese.
Dude, I'm not fucking diving into that box without looking down first. Not with these guys.
Doesn't he realize he needs to take it to the house?
Ah.
But it's not maggots.
What happened? Well, can I take Star yet, or what's the deal? Star!
I ate some maggots.
Worms. Is that a vampire trait? You can turn Chinese food into insects and worms?
Apparently.
Hmm. Ah, lo mein. I like that noodle. Kind of tasty.
Yeah, it seemed kind of boring though. Just plain ass noodle.
Maybe some pork in there. A little chunk of broccoli. Not gonna
something. Yeah.
Of course, they do deliver to the lair. So, kind of take what you can get, probably.
No telling what's in there.
Thanks, Bill. Bill needs a new shirt. Star? I don't think any of the other gang says a word the entire movie.
Doesn't Star need to give him a heads up here on the blood? Or is that a fine cognac?
Maybe a Boone's Farm.
Maybe Louis Trey, he's throwing down.
Strawberry Hazel.
What is it?
After the maggots and the worms, I wouldn't trust it.
Don't do it. I'm just here for Star. Can we go, or... Thanks for the Chinese.
All right. I mean, I've got condoms.
I ain't scared. I'll drink your coke. This gang's a bunch of monkeys. What? He's kind of an idiot, isn't he?
What creeps me out.
What are they all so excited that he took a drink? I mean...
He's going to take another power, huh?
I feel evil now. Why do they superimpose Jim Morrison on there when they're talking about drinking? Are they calling Jim Morrison a vampire?
So you, like, have a great buzz now? Is that the deal? Looks like he's having has a little problem with the blood right out of the gates, maybe.
Loves the blood.
Down. great buzz. Blood. Dude, what Who would have thought? Stuff? Crank up the doors, man. Star, you could have given him a bigger heads up. It wasn't that it was just blood. It was like...
Vampire blood.
What's the deal?
Don't drink that. It's going to turn you into a vampire. Would have been a little more sufficient.
This is going to be a heck of a hangover tomorrow.
It sure will be.
What's going on? Oh, they gave him an earring and everything.
I see a dead body.
Where am I? I like Star. Star got left back at the lair, huh?
They're not willing to pay him any money. Don't even say anything, just snap.
So if you drink the blood, you can fly right out. Is that the thing?
No, you can can hang from a train bridge. You're next on The Price is Right.
That's not a good idea, Michael.
Well, he just follows them without any question the entire time.
As you wish, Master.
Yeah, you're right. This is fun. Great. Aren't there bikes parked on the track? No, maybe not.
God. Yeah, whoa. This is cool. We're tough guys.
It's a trap.
And they've got you now.
Where's Star? Huh? Whoa.
Dave! Come back, Dave. Dave.
This is one wild evening he's having, huh?
Oh, shit.
I don't know about you, but I try and pull myself back up. You know, kind of hook my leg over the bar.
Where
maybe.
Where did the fog come from, too?
It's spooky.
The little machines on each side of the... Didn't lift enough weights this morning.
Surely you could do one pull-up.
Yeah.
He's already feeling that blood hangover.
Why does he fall so dramatically? Oh, nice.
This isn't so bad.
I believe I can fly.
I'm all right. Why is he so dirty?
It's a long night. I'm gonna sleep upside down on my bed with my shoes on and stuff. Because I'm crazy.
And yet, another fantastic shirt. That wasn't a good hungover voice.
Whoa! Gave her a job and now dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Progressing nicely. It was just once. Tell him about the flying.
the real favor. It's your child. Beat that boy. Make him do it.
She's trying to get some action.
Freak it, freak it, freak it.
Grandpa knows about that vampire scene, doesn't he?
Yep.
Is that George Carlin's dad?
What are those shades?
Why doesn't he drive his pimp mobile instead of that thing?
Does he have some animal hide seats on that thing? I'm not hungry. It's just been a day, isn't that right?
Yeah. Something like that.
He's trying to act like he's like has a really bad pattern. Oh, it's my new friends. We went flying.
Isn't that the average life of any early 20-year-old? Go out, party all night, sleep all day?
Yeah. It's pretty regular.
So those motorcycles are kicking up a lot of wind and whatnot.
They're fan boat motorcycles.
Where's Star? Didn't he get the digits? Anything? Just my friends, man. My friends were just saying hi.
That's a creepy place to live.
Well, I drank some blood. Tried to chase Star. Whoa. My life is falling apart.
Let's see. See what women will do to you?
Go have some milk. Oh no. Oh no.
Is this necessary?
Is he got some mane and tail he's working in that hair? That dog is loyal. He is...
He's right by his side.
At all times.
He had way too many bubbles in there.
Danny Glover needed that many bubbles for sure.
Oh, shit, I was just thinking that.
He's having way too much fun in that bath.
I'll tell you one thing. This dude is easily amused. What?
Okay, time to fast forward.
Uh-oh, the husky knows something's not right.
I don't have a good feeling about Corey's high school years.
It's just a door.
He's trying to eat him. Is that the thing? Or suck his blood.
And he doesn't hear the dog at this moment?
Kill that dog?
I'm not sure.
It's gonna be a shame. That was a nice dog.
Well, Grandpa can always stuff him.
Pretty dramatic here.
Dun dun.
Let's get all that soap off.
Busy eating a dog here. Go back into your room.
Lights on in that crib.
Yeah. Hanging out.
No, does he only have like one light in the whole house?
I think he's hanging in the ceiling, isn't he? No.
No, there he is.
nothing.
What? I don't get it. Uh-oh, time to call the Frog Brothers. Looks like a regular reflection to me.
Oh. Whoa. That vampire blood works quick, huh?
Look at that robe.
Don't tell Mom. Don't tell Mom.
This isn't like I came home late, man. I'm a vampire, dude.
Where's the garlic?
Where's that comic with the instructions?
Frog Brothers, where are you?
Corey Feldman, help me, please.
Does he have a reform school girl's picture up there, too?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good movie, actually.
Which one?
Reform school girls.
Next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Was it a porn?
No, it's just kind of a B movie, I guess.
Is that with Linda Blair?
Can't remember.
Oh, my God.
Need blood. And the parents are still passed out in the back. I can't. I love him. Man, what are those parents on? Are they stuffed?
I think that might be Joaquin Phoenix. Present day.
Joaquin Phoenix's career is not looking so good.
He's a good actor, too.
Didn't have a very good showing on the Letterman show.
What's going on here? Smell the wall.
Star couldn't give me a heads up about this mess.
Is it on the ceiling?
Yeah. Oh, mama.
Dancing on the ceiling. We got quite a soundtrack going on this thing.
Yep. I ain't got a home.
That seems like it'd be kind of fun, actually. I want to float. Give me some of that wine.
Ow! Is he trying to get outside? Or
I think he's trying to keep from going outside.
Huh. Frog Brothers?
So much for her getting laid.
So it looks like he had a nice restaurant picked out too. Good table there on the window.
Right on the water.
Nice view.
I didn't see any barrels of fire either.
This is always a hard thing to have on a date. What? Shit.
Well, what did I do? She tore out of here pretty fast.
You better make that to go, waiter.
Yeah, that was comedy.
Who wrote this comedy?
Why doesn't he want to be a vampire, too? It's what all the cool kids are doing.
Yeah. Where's Star? He has really done a lot for that girl.
Yeah, they better end up together.
Thou shall not.
And what, all he had to do was open the window when he came in and was fine?
Yeah. Boy, she made some good time in that Land Cruiser, huh?
No kidding.
I'll just eat animals and then get Grandpa to stuff them, you know? I mean, we don't have to tell Mom.
It's a good plan. Yeah, I'm good. No problem. Sorry. What?
Now that's an ass kicking right there.
Scary comic. Uh-oh.
Recognize that kid.
He's sneaking out, huh?
Grandpa did his business and getting back home.
Wonder how that Windex worked out.
Oh, very sneaky. Nobody saw him.
At least he had something that he could push start, you know?
Yeah.
Just trying to back up his story with the...
He's such a puss in this thing.
Like he was going to get away with that big garlic necklace sitting next to Mom.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the dude that got stood up. It's a nice gate he's got there. I like that.
Nice little walkway.
Everyone's got a walkway in this thing, huh?
Is he gonna get eaten by the vampires?
He's got a fairly interesting shirt he's throwing down himself.
The 80s were not a fashion that they need to bring back.
No, probably not.
But it seems like that's the way they're going. I went to the mall and I saw them at Forever 21 with nothing but neon.
These shirts?
Yeah. All this style coming back.
Making a big comeback, huh? Might be good timing for these laugh tracks. A vampire kite? Boy, that thing looks cheap, too.
Flying a kite is hard.
It is.
Used to be able to get a kite every gas station. Now it's hard to find one of those things.
Last time I flew a kite was with Dave C.
I was there, too.
That's right.
I was trying to throw the football. I wasn't doing a very good job. I was short on everything.
I remember that too.
BB was not impressed.
That was an interesting afternoon.
Let's light some trash can fires.
Or not. Now he's looking for a star. It took him a while, didn't it?
Where'd he get that torch?
There it is.
I was just lying around. What did I drink? That wasn't Louis Trey.
Hey. Oh, come on. Go with it. Get you some, man. You went through a lot.
Nice. Here it comes.
Must get your sex out.
Nice.
All right.
That was part of her plan. She wanted him to be a vampire so they could hook up. Wasn't that it? Another great song. Nice. Star.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Star was waiting there as if she knew he was coming.
What? Sent
Kiefer on an errand.
Could you go get us some more maggots and...
What worms? Happened?
That was it? That was the nude scene? Come on, man.
Why'd they cut?
To the clouds. Ooh. Yeah, we want to see these.
Thou shalt not bring. Pretty strong move for a band to have a children's choir.
Polyphonic spree.
Well, fine, Dallas band. That's where their crib is?
They're back.
Nice. He's going to have some explaining to do. Kiefer? Yeah.
All right. Catch him in the bed.
Whoa.
Sorry, Keith.
This is going to be a tough excuse. It's okay, Star. It's
somehow, strangely, it doesn't hurt anymore. I'm healed.
That's some serious lovemaking.
That's very serious. Healed his injuries.
I've heard of doing it, curing a hangover before, but not healing a hole in your hand.
We're friends.
Mom needs to throw down a little bit of discipline.
Have you been smoking marijuana? Very. I can't. I was up all night with Star and the love in the lair.
Flying and stuff.
I know about weed.
Grandpa's growing it in the backyard.
Michael, you're grounded. How old's he supposed to be?
I don't know. Hey-o.
He's got some of that Gammy Gert stank.
Wow, now that's a hip shirt. Yeah. He's a tough guy.
Back to the lair? Is that what's going on here?
Is this summer? I mean, does that kid not go to school?
Oh, this is homeboy's crib.
The video store owner?
Because of you.
Why wouldn't you put it in the mailbox? A lot of crime in that community. Thorn. Uh-oh.
Don't run from the dog.
Got the vampire stink on her? Yeah. Is that the deal?
I don't know.
What's Sam's little pussy ass gonna do?
Sam's not gonna be very helpful.
Damn!
Thorn is gonna...
Thorne's a tough guy.
So are these guys just doing a bit, really, or something?
Kinda.
What's a bit?
I mean, like, I don't know if they know that there really are vampires.
There's half vampires?
You drink the blood, that takes you halfway. Then when you kill somebody, that takes you full circle.
Oh.
Or maybe you have to hit Jamie Gertz, too. I don't know if that's part of the mix.
Might be part of the trifecta.
Seems to be the only girl in this movie for some reason.
Except for, of course, Corey Haim.
Who wrote this thing? This dialogue is ridiculous. Thou shall not burn.
Is he gonna wave his hand over the flame?
Cry, little sister.
Oh, he's so tough. He put it out with his fingers.
No, Mr. Joshua.
That is no Mr. Joshua. Mr. Joshua versus Jason Patrick. Mr. Joshua any day of the week.
Every day.
Who's Mr. Joshua?
He's Lethal Weapon, dude. Come on, Jim.
Oh, yeah.
Pay attention here. What is it? The Chronic?
That wasn't oregano. That was my stash.
So she's inviting the dude over here for dinner?
Yeah.
I got plans with Star.
He goes to high school? He's like the Beverly Hills 90210 crew. 30-year-olds in high school.
He's kind of a dick.
Yeah. It's not half vampire.
I think that's a significant thing there. Does he have one of those old school doctor eye things on his forehead?
I think he did.
What is the old school doctor eye thing?
It's like a magnifying glass.
It's like a magnifier that you can like put down over
your
eye.
Yeah, but it looks like a big mirror.
Yeah, I don't think it's very effective.
No.
Dog attacks are great.
Thorn needs to be put down.
Great way to break the ice.
Thorn sucks. Starting with his name. Mm. Nice.
Uh-oh.
What a dick.
Max looks like he knows who these frogs are.
I think he's a vampire.
Max?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the head vampire.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry if you hadn't seen this before, but he is the head vampire.
Surely nobody's going to start off watching it with us.
I hope not. Is that a nice bottle of Chianti they have with the wicker basket?
Yeah. Bellissimo.
Looks like they're making some headway on that Chianti, too.
Mm. Doesn't like Max either.
Delicious.
Might be a little garlic.
That doesn't look like Parmesan to me.
He likes a lot of Parmesan on that pasta, huh? He's freaking piling it up.
That ain't no Parmesan.
Yeah. Damn. How do you grate that much garlic? I mean, it's like a little clove. Cold ice water, huh? More schemes, huh?
He's not glowing. Vampires glow.
What's that?
You do. He's trying. Sounds like the Froggy from the Little Rascals.
I'm just trying to get some.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Something you don't know about
Vampire
yet.
Vampire style.
Yep.
Back to the drawing board.
Damn it. No, it's not.
Is she gonna kiss him after he has all that garlic mouth?
Yes.
Is he like 20 feet taller than she is or what?
Nice.
Will Thorn be there?
Home field advantage. Always nice.
Uh-oh, Grandpa doesn't like it.
Grandpa's not pleased. That bandana looks like it's ready for a shot in the wash, probably. Hard to believe there's another blaze going in Santa Clara, huh? Freaking what? Fire marshal needs to check his records. What?
I was going to go places.
I just can love stars.
Can we just hang out here? Have a beer one night?
Something. Always got to be some schemes.
Follow me.
Always spending money.
These guys have a nice party going, and I think the vampires are going to screw it up. They got a nice bonfire. Look at that thing.
That thing's awesome. That's true, though. I mean, what are they going to F with everybody? You want to be a vampire, fine, but...
They got some beers, too. It's nice.
Is he like jerking off in the bushes or something?
Rough town.
Is that some Aerosmith they got kicking in the background?
Nice.
Just give me a kiss. I like this.
A vampire kiss?
I actually think Aerosmith might be a little overrated. Maybe not.
They're all right.
Jane ain't got a gun.
I got big ones.
Loving an elevator. Giving it up while I'm going there.
He looks kind of like a vampire. You should
know all of them if you think they're overrated.
He looks like a vampire.
Dude looks like a lady.
Steven Tyler.
He does. He looks like a vampire. Well, my mister was ready to play. Whoa.
Oh.
Mommy. This isn't what I thought it was.
They got a great party going too. They all got their like dance working.
And it's nothing but a bunch of dudes out in the middle of nowhere.
Got a pretty wicked mohawk scene too.
Kiefer is actually a pretty scary looking vampire. The rest of them, not so much.
Yeah.
Where? Where? I can't walk this way.
Do it. I can't do it. He just bit straight into his skull, huh?
Yeah, not even the neck.
Damn, he just ripped his mohawk off. He's losing it.
Was there still a body on the fire?
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Holy shit.
And then he wakes up in the morning and the cops bust in. They didn't bring him one? Come on.
So. Jeez, this place sucks.
Knew we shouldn't have came here, Mom.
Can we just get a beer?
Worse? You must feed, man. What was that move? The vampires are such dicks. If they were nicer, it would be cooler.
I know.
It's all true. About constant entrapment. I mean, it seems like a cool club, you know? Except for them screwing everybody else's deal up.
Oh shit, those guys are just getting their Aerosmith on.
Grandpa has odd hobbies. Who gets into taxidermy anyway?
Yeah, it seems a little weird. Didn't he become like a sex symbol as a result of this movie?
Which one?
The Corey?
Could have been License to Drive.
License to Drive was a fine film.
The chicken, that was pretty cute.
Nice star. I'll come down. Why don't you fly? Nice.
And that's his protection? He's going to hide under the blanket?
No, you didn't do a very good job.
Not so much.
Wasn't a very good heads up.
Uh-uh.
I mean, you're going to change my... I'm going from human to vampire?
What a puss. Somebody needs to kick his ass.
Does he kind of have a man face a little bit?
Yes.
The thing is huge.
Yes. Sort of horsey.
It's a
little horsey. I'd still do her. Whee!
Yeah.
Ride him, cowboy.
Cry, little sister.
I don't know.
It's not too late.
Hoping what?
I don't think he's very mentally stable to begin with. She's gone, huh?
Yeah, she took off. But why can't he fly if he's a half Z2?
Star, that's just my game. That was my game. The Frog Brothers, yeah. Get on your mongoose and come here.
I got my canteen.
I got my camo, even though we're in a house. Not gonna park those bikes, huh? Kickstand, something.
I know, it could have been a good bike, you know, mongoose or BMX or something.
Mm-hmm. He's working on the fence on the solo. Why don't they get out and help Gramps?
Oh, shit.
He's freaking gonna have a heart attack out there. He's not gonna be pleased about that.
No.
I think that fence post comes into play later, by the way.
I think they should have...
They had a rather sharp point.
Yeah, he did some whittling.
Yeah.
That's a badass car.
It is. Here we are at the lair.
How do you spell that?
L-A-I-R?
Lair?
I think so.
I thought it was like L-E-E-R. Lair. The lair.
The Frog Brothers.
Cry, little sister.
The Frog Brothers will kill. I still love you, you bloodsucker.
Vamp out.
These guys are fearless.
Oh, they're sleeping. It's during the day. That's my love!
Why is he just like falling all over the place?
Because you're supposed to be asleep. He's struggling.
Star is just crashed out in that lair all the time.
Screw Laddie. Laddie's going to get in the way. Somebody needs to bring a maid into this place. I mean, from Interview with the Vampire, they had a clean setup, you know.
Well, they're all hanging in there.
Yeah. A lot of cobwebs. Great analogy, Frog.
These kids don't spend much time in school, do they?
No, I think it's supposed to be summer break.
Yeah, it's summertime. I wonder why they have all those fires going if it's warm.
Vampires don't bathe.
Vampire BO, huh?
That's gotta be strong.
That's a shame.
All the different bloods from everywhere.
Star, my love.
Where's he taking them?
He's just taking them to the car.
Oh, taking them to the Chevy?
He can take them back to the house, maybe.
No coffins.
That one dude got a crimper working on his mullet, huh?
I think that's Bill.
Darth Bill.
From Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Is that who that is?
Yeah.
He didn't have a whole lot of lines, did he?
No.
None of them did. The only thing they said was, Michael, Michael, Michael. Yuck, 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 yuck. Oh, look at the other guy. It looks like he's George Washington with his hair. They all scream first. Chickens. Should have stuck a couple of more of them in. Now you got vampires coming after you.
Yep.
You're dead meat, man. Yeah.
They weren't prepared for any of that. Oh, he can't go in the sunlight, though.
Oof. This is the Los Angeles Lakers Converse.
Is that what that is?
That's right.
I like those.
Magic used to wear those.
I throw those down.
I'm digging that little teal sweater V-neck he's got there.
Even though I was more of a Larry Bird fan myself.
Oh.
No wonder there's so many fires there.
Oh, quit crying. It'll heal itself in about 2 minutes.
Stay tuned in the next 24.
He cried. Look at him. He cried. Meh, I'm on fire.
I'm not going to be much help.
I'm crashed.
Mike's useless.
No, they didn't.
Ooh, they opened their eyes and taught vampires aren't supposed to do that.
A lot of excuses from these two.
They have sparkly blood, though, don't they?
It was like plasma or something.
It looks like they were hugging up on some strippers.
Whoa! Those Laker cons came in handy there.
Oh, shit. The double break.
Wow.
Now where are they going to go?
You can't work that top while you're driving. Grandpa's going to be pissed.
God, he's a stoner. Three vampires in his house. He's worried about the gas.
He's a pretty easygoing feller, huh?
I like that guy.
That'd be a good roommate. Just don't touch his old fart shelf. And that's it.
Michael didn't get a very good spot there, did he? Video store is busy. I'll be right with you. Well, Mission Impossible 3.
Got a little Tupperware club going there, and he's ruining it.
What's all that plastic shit hanging?
It's just some shtick. He's got a lot of TVs in there. He's got like 80, doesn't he? It's a fucking swanky video store before Blockbuster. Ruined it.
Yep.
Kick his ass. I'm sorry, Mom.
He's not getting new shirts for a while.
Mom.
But I need some more comic books.
Mom, what about the vampires?
Nice. Ride your mongoose.
He's got the
that's a red
Iron Man version of a bicycle.
Oh, yes. This is where you go. Holy water.
They're doing a baptism? Nothing to see here. Where's that church security?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Thank you.
He just gave him a fist, huh?
See ya.
Nice.
Where's the Windex?
Nice.
I think that's the same Beverly Hillbillies truck.
He's got his fence posts in the back.
Ah.
Look, Michael's awake.
Damn, that is a load of garlic they purchased.
Yes.
What is that, the Sledge-O-Matic? He's just blasting it all over the kitchen?
That was a meat tenderizer.
They filled up that whole tub with two canteens? Nice. I got the neon green Uzi.
That's an excellent point with the canteen. That was a lot of water.
Those guys needed the generation of the super soaker for this thing, huh? Thou shalt not.
Vampirize a little kid anyway.
Oh, that's.
I thought it was a rule. You can't vampirize them that young.
That's another good point.
I mean, he's just hanging out the whole movie. He says like one thing and that's it.
Thou shalt not cry.
Is that what they're saying? Cry?
I don't know.
Kill, cry, die.
Whoa. Whatever.
Those are nice.
Cry, little sister.
Somebody need a petty.
So they just went back to sleep after Bill got killed. They're like, eh, whatever.
Uh-oh.
The Vietnamese girl's nightmare, huh?
Oh, my God, look at these feet. I'll be here all day. I tried double.
Walk this way. Just give me a kiss. I liked it.
That's the third time they use that camera shot.
Yep.
Well, this time they superimposed lights on top of it.
Sucker's getting recycled. There they are. Is it Thorn?
You got both the Corys in there. You got to cut corners somewhere.
She was wearing that at work today. She didn't go for a clothes change. It's like he's going to throw down a cardigan.
Well... possibly, because you're the head vampire.
And the dog almost ate me, and then it started barking.
He's making a lot of money off that video store. Look at this swanky deal he's got working.
Oh, and that nice little bridge going in and everything.
He's got a neon light in his dining room. Is that Thorn or Nanook?
That's Nanook.
I think Grandpa's crib's pretty fat.
Mm.
Who's Rambo Frog?
Nice beret.
They're getting Laddie in the mix for the first time, huh? Thou shalt.
Mm-hmm. This is the calm before the storm, right, so to speak.
This is quite a battle right here. The good news is I think it's almost over.
This has been a...
I think this is the final battle.
It's not too bad, actually.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's better than... other shit we watched.
It's better than Cocktail for sure.
Jeez. Still the number one worst one.
Even though I wouldn't mind seeing Brian Brown right now.
I don't know, man.
Smoke.
Urban Cowboy was a beauty.
Good eye, yeah. Mike.
Know how to make a red eye?
I'm drunk as shit.
Whoa, back to the movie.
Here they come. Where's the guy leak?
Oh, now you give him the warning. Before you were
littering him to window?
Him. He can't fly?
Oh, no.
Come on, you big puss. Should have been wearing the Laker sneakers. Look, a glass door is going to keep them out. Yeah. They come through the floor of the... stone fireplace, but the glass door can't do it.
What? You're turning on your allies.
'80s hairband guy. Good comeback.
Death breath, huh?
Nanook to the rescue.
Nice.
That dog rocks.
Completely melted.
He jumped about 6 feet.
Oh, shit.
And safely landed outside of the water.
Probably assistant director just threw him.
Of course, Jupe, the water would not affect him as he's not
a vampire. But you never know, man.
That's true. The vampire
inside
the water.
It mixed up with it.
The Frog Brothers are really hugging each other.
Because if you drink the vampire blood, then you turn into one.
Oh, that's true.
Drink boiling vampire blood. That's pretty cool.
Oh, no.
Really in a... Whoa.
Man. Grandpa's going to be upset about the plumbing.
His house is jacked up, dude. They better not take my weed.
What is he doing? Where are they?
It's an old school lantern shade that he's got on there, huh? It's
probably some skin of one of the animals.
He's getting a nice beam off it, though.
It sure is.
What's he got in there? 60? Or it's got to be a 120 watt at least.
Uh-oh.
And what the hell's with Michael? Why is he just passed out?
Thou shall not fall. No problem for the mini Uzi.
Right in the eye.
Nice.
Usually you got to wait till the second or third time you do it before you're going to get it in the eye.
He got quite a velocity on that arrow. I don't think he got a full pullback on that.
One shot Johnny. Didn't get a full.
He's like the elf on the
as you called it. Uh oh.
Lord of the Rings and stuff. Sucker.
Uh oh.
Wouldn't that disconnect the stereo? Why would it activate it?
He bumped into the power button.
I don't think there's any logic when it comes to killing vampires.
Uh-oh. Oh, look, the hand's still going.
Mary, Mary, you're on my mind.
Death by rock and roll.
Oh, you were close, Jupe.
I like Jupe's better.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on in there?
Yeah.
Gonna need a plumber.
He's like, ooh, more blood. Let me go drink out of the faucet.
Nice tumble. I thought that banister was a little more sturdy, huh? Thing just crumbled.
Ow. Mommy. He doesn't heal as quick as he used to.
I like that Twisted Sister.
I love Twisted Sister.
What was their song?
Was there only... you're gonna burn in hell.
No, that was...
We're not gonna take
that
it,
That was
right?
one over there.
We're not
no.
gonna take
That was
it.
Quite Right.
Oh, that's
no.
right.
Quite Right was no. I don't know.
Twisted Sisters. I had a good video, I remember.
Laddie.
Why isn't she all vamped out?
Cry.
What does it do with this phantom hitting or whatever?
It's a good move.
It's Jedi shit.
Matrix.
Ha! Come out! Ha! That's his tough guy voice. Ha! There you go.
Nice!
That's all it took. You gotta get your feathers ruffled a little bit.
Yeah, Kiefer does have the best vampire look for
sure. Yeah,
he's
creepy.
He's actually scary. There is no us anymore. Isn't he the only one left? Thanks, Grandpa.
Is that an ibex horn he's got there?
Does it not fall?
Where's he hunting those ibex? I don't know. Quick African safari.
Thou shalt not die either.
That's a shame. Yeah, look at that. He must have shipped that thing back from Africa, huh?
Yeah.
Grandpa's got a big export business going for this taxidermy.
Oh, he's supposed to feel better because he's the head vampire. That's so they think.
She's got some nice cans.
Some more of that video cash. Nice bet.
Is that a bet he's throwing down?
Yeah.
Video stores were good back in the day. Apparently. Anymore, you're screwed. Netflix, put a little damper in your business.
He was the one that gave the late fees idea to Blockbuster. Okay, like, you know.
He just said he was having a food fight. We were having a food fight and some vampire showed up. Ooh, really? It's my son. Uh-oh.
And he didn't notice him?
I want to talk to Michael.
Thought we were gonna have some sex.
Sure, it's in the back of the manual. It just didn't, you know.
Where did he get that lion? Look at that thing. Almost looks like a saber-toothed tiger.
It does.
So kill him already.
Again, with the weak banisters.
Yeah, Max is a tough guy there. Damn, nobody can take Max. He's the Rambo of vampires. Vambo. It'll be fun. Don't worry.
It's not really scary looking.
No, not at all.
Walk this way.
She gave in pretty easily.
Uh-oh.
Out of all of that stuff that Michael slept through, the porn of Grandpa's what woke him up.
Nice shot.
Grandpa's money.
Where'd they get those?
Their sex.
Jeez, need a chimney sweep over there, huh? What a soot.
Man, nobody had maids back in the day, huh?
The place is destroyed.
The place was probably ready for an update.
Where are they going to live now? With the Widow Johnson? Look, they're not Labradors. They're actually Dalmatians.
Who was running the comic book store while this was going on? I guess it's only been like 2 days. Well, is it time for school? I've had a heck of a summer break.
I'm not a vampire anymore.
Nice.
Nice.
Laddie.
Laddie. Look, Laddie could have a line.
Don't they need to call his mom, maybe? Yeah, I feel great.
How about somebody giving Grandpa a shout out for that steak move?
No shit. Come on.
He just crashed his front door.
Uh-oh. Was Kiefer alive or something?
No. He's got a witty one-liner getting ready to hit. Time for refreshing sarsaparilla.
And a double-stuffed Oreo.
You knew all the time.
And nobody said anything.
Sleep on the strange. Nice. Hour 33. The Lost Boys. Wow. Hope you enjoyed that, Mr. Negative here. Jupiter, twisting and tweaking.
Thank you very much.
BB, right, great to see you.
Yes, sir.
Check out the website, folks. We'll see you again.
MovieLaughTracks.com.
Mr. Negative signing out. Well, that was pretty good.